This hour, we're going to tell you about a theology program, a affordable theology program that's going to be offered the lower level of WWIB starting this summer. We'll talk about the subject of discipleship, the Great Commission, the grace of God, and growing in our faith. So this hour, and our guest in studio is the pastor of Faith Free Church in Stanley, Pastor Mike Thompson. Mike, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. It's been a while. Last year, we did several shows with you in April of 2015, as we particularly were focused on cults and spiritual abuse, and you helped us with that in terms of your own background and some fascinating programming. I think some of it even made our best of material, even featuring your mom and her dramatic stories of past involvement in the occult, cults and the occult. And so maybe just kind of remind us again in terms of that background for you, because it's led to a real passion for you to be to make sure that you'd be an equipping pastor. Isn't that right?
Well, it is, Mark. Yeah, I grew up with an occult philosophy surrounding me from my home of origin. And probably every week, a couple times a week, there would be people in witchcraft and New Age and whatnot coming into the house, and they all looked very strange to me, and it spooked me, it freaked me out, but I wasn't a Christian at the time. And so when I'd see them coming, I'd basically say, "Mom, I'm sleeping over at a friend's house. We'll see you in a few days." And I never really got into that very much as a teen. I was skeptical of that, thought it was foolish. But then I came to Christ, and I knew that Jesus was real, His Word was real, and that is what everyone needs, including my mother, who is deep in the occult. When I read Deuteronomy and Isaiah 47 and several other passages, it was clear to me that God does not want people in the occult. And so I tried to argue her into the faith for 17 years. And finally, one day, God told me to lay on my face for 3 days, pray and fast, and He would do the convincing. See, I was trying to talk her into something that required a miracle of God to accomplish. And so I was trying to do in the flesh what the Spirit of God would do. Well, then after 3 days of praying and fasting, God put on my heart to get up and to call. I called Duluth, and through a number of circumstances, she was taking someone to a Mark Bubik talk, and I encouraged her, go to that. God is leading here. Make sure you go to that. And through that, she ended up realizing what she was in and ended up exiting the occult. Hmm. And one more quick word is that after she threw out thousands of volumes of occult material, and I had a chance to pray with her to deal with the demonic influences, she went, after receiving Christ and renewing her faith, she went and recruited everyone out of the occult that she led into it over the previous 20 years.
Wow. That is, I have to, even talking to you, reminds me to keep that in mind for future vacation days. We're looking for best of material, because that's a very dramatic testimony that she had. And I think we probably only just got part of the story. And so she's in her mid-70s, living in Minnesota these days, right?
Yep, she is. And I'm so proud of her. Man, did she do a good job in that show that you had her on. And one of the things that we did is my heart is for equipping people. And so she was interested in joining with the counseling that I was doing and helping people to come out of the occult, and also just people who had ordinary issues that are hard enough to deal with. And so I ended up training her, and so she ended up in counseling ministry, pastoral care type ministry for the last 20 or 30 years, whatever.
And again, it's always been remarkable to me. And God's telling a story, right? 70% of the Bible is story. He's telling a story in your life and mine. We get to play bit parts in the ultimate story. In fact, history is His story. I love that. So, and as God's telling a story in your life, Mike Thompson, along comes this guy named Brian Cole, right? I mean, Brian Cole, he has pretty much a recognizable name all over Western Wisconsin. And how Brian, the very theology training program we're going to be talking about this hour on WWIB and WIB.com, it's a program Brian's already posted on Facebook this morning. He's like, listen, people, this is where I've gotten my equipping. This is where I've got my licensing. I've been a youth pastor, but kind of a minister at large, really, in so many ways with the biker groups, etc., and going behind bars. And he'd been he's told us before many times, a Satanist starting at the age of 10, in prison 27 of his first 45 years, and that he's been a ministry on staff at Faith Free for these number of years. So how interesting that God used somebody like yourself with this background of your mom and the occult, and that ultimately Brian gets saved and is given this opportunity to really grow and lay his foundation as a minister at Faith Free under your direction.
It's incredible to see what God has done there, Mark. I'm just blown away. And if you took a look from outer measures at Brian Cole 5 years ago, you would say, well, maybe this isn't the guy. He doesn't have the right look. He doesn't have the right education. He has a lot of strikes against him. He has tattoos and all kinds of stuff. So there are people that we, because of our uncomfort, would want to throw away. And yet that's where the genius of God comes in. And whatever your background, whatever your past, Jesus paid enough for you, and he has gifts for you, and whatever ministry you want to be involved in, it's not second best, it's God's plan. He's going to redeem all those things and create something incredible in your life as you seek to grow in him and find your path. And so that's what Brian did. He showed up one day when I was in Chippewa here, ministering at a church in the area, and he said, would you train me? And I thought, let me just see if this guy will stick with it. So I tried to wash him out. So I got the hardest hermeneutics book I could find by Stein, and I said, let's just see if this guy's for real. So I gave him some really hard assignments, and at the end of each chapter in Stein's hermeneutic books, he has study questions. And so Brian kept showing up week after week with like 10 pages of notes, and I'm going, man, this guy's not washing out. So after a few weeks, I said, okay, Brian, I'll put in as much in investing into you and God's work in you as you do. I'll match you, and I'm in. And so he just kept coming, and all of a sudden it adds up. Little by little, you take in more information, you learn more things about how to use your spiritual gifts, how ministry works in a practical way. And so a few years later, I ended up moving to Stanley and continued to mentor him by Skype and getting together when we could. And then we had a need for an associate pastor, so he threw his name in the hat, and you know, the rest is history.
Well, and we'll tell more about that and the program as we lead to that in this hour-long discussion. Pastor Mike Thompson from Faith Free Church in Stanley is going to be launching what's called Tuesday U Lake Halley coming up here, and there'll be an informational meeting coming up in June, right? June 7th, I believe, right?
June 7th, 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30, lower level here at WWIB. But first of all, just wanted to talk more. I mean, some of your training along the way, I mean, you'd been on the staff at Greg Boyd's church over in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. You've been in Christian counseling, pastored in different locations. And so with knowing your background some, getting, say, where your mom had been in both the occult and cults like Armstrongism, between that, but you also are as strong as I know of anybody, really careful that in terms of our importance to resist legalism. What's up with your passion about that as well? Because you're very intentional about it.
I am. Bottom line is I hate legalism, and I can't say it any more forcefully than that. And I think God does too.
Message sent.
Yeah, because I think what happens is that sometimes when people, believers, are not wanting to do the hard work of discipleship, the hard work of laying on their face in front of God and getting filled with him, that's the kind of stuff that will produce fruit on the outside, where you're filled with Jesus, you're filled with his spirit, you can't wait to greet someone in the name of Jesus, you can't wait to share your faith, lead someone to Christ, or equip them, or encourage them. And so that's the real fruit of the spirit that God gives. And so legalism is trying to produce fruit in the flesh on the outside, and I liken it to plastic fruit, where it feels like something's missing. This is hollow inside, so we try to shape the outside of the people. Dress right, and it'll look like God's moving in your life. Don't have tattoos? Well, then God must be moving in your life. And so we have exterior measures where we try to make it look like we have fruit and like God's at work, because we take these external moralisms and lay them on people, and they might be empty and dead inside. And so we put on a show But like the person I was meeting with last night talked about, it just feels like it's some kind of drama or show, and like people are empty statues or something.
So in fact, after maybe an initial opening song, worship a Sunday morning at 10 at Faith 3 in Stanley, as you or somebody else, and I've had the opportunity serving in volunteer staff there in recent months, you've kind of coached me, reminded me that, Mark, there's two things I want you to underscore, be a part of what you're saying. What are those two things that you really emphasize to your congregation? Because it's a foundation of this Tuesday you're going to be offering on the lower level of WWIB as well.
Exactly. So the things that we share when we open every service are that we want to glorify God, and so we're here for Him and not us. Now, if you get God right and you get why you're here right, everything else falls in place. So we're here for Him first, not us. And by being here for Him, we find the greatest pleasure in Him. He's our greatest treasure. And there's real joy that comes into our life knowing why we're here. And so how does that play out? What leads us to realize those things? Discipleship. So when you equip people, you equip them to realize their purpose, why they're here, for God, not you, though you find your greatest pleasure in serving Him, in living for Him. So discipleship and lavishing grace on people. Lavishing the kind of grace where you can love people for free without strings. And apart from the Spirit of God, we cannot do that. And so that's showing off the work of Jesus through His Spirit. When you lavish grace on people, that God comes up for you and puts it in your heart, and it comes out of you when you're filled with the Spirit.
Now, just because, again, discipleship and lavish grace and discipleship, and that's exciting. And just because we're going to a church doesn't mean necessarily that we're getting discipled. I mean, you could go and hear teachings and everything, but I mean, the question we want people to be asking this hour is just, are you being discipled and are you discipling? And how can somebody tell?
Well, here's one of the ways to tell if things are going well with your experience in your fellowship. If you're coming and you're watching someone and you're trying to determine whether the music was good or the talk was good, and then that's what you talk about the rest of the week, how good the pastor did at talking,
kind of a
or
performance,
whatever, then it's a performance. Okay. And that would be the attractional model. And so churches often are tempted to staff and organize everything towards Sunday morning to run the biggest numbers they can run. And then we feel like we have a success because we run big numbers. Now, some big churches do a great job of disciple making, and many others don't, because it's hard when you pour all your resources into Sunday morning and light shows and pay a musical staff and whatnot, and you put all your treasure into there. Then what ends up getting lost often is disciple making, and so I would rather measure success in a church by how many pastors did I train, how many missionaries did I train, how many people are in ministry that weren't last year, how many people are in a pathway where you think about them at the door, they walk in, they're greeted warmly, they experience grace, they experience the truth and teaching, a real teaching from the Word, so you're transferring knowledge to them, not just giving a good talk, and then they end up jumping in, getting plugged in, using their gifts, and begin to minister to others. That's a pathway of discipleship where you're starting from baby and you're ending up as a warrior for Jesus.
I can think in my young days as a Christian, I was involved in a church that's now in Eau Claire, Cedar Creek Church. It's part of the Great Commission denomination. And I know, for instance, they had a training we went through, and it was called the Gator Christian Life Study because it was birthed at the University of Florida campus. But I mean, it was a great discipleship tool, week by week, and it was broken into three sections. It went like at least 16 to 18 weeks. And there was beginning in Christ, growing in Christ, maturing in Christ. And I'm so grateful because it gave me that foundation, you know?
Amen. I got a shout out to my fellow pastor, Jeff Sorvik, who up from the Duluth area, who gave me a taste for what it was like to jump into a discipleship track and start to add up some knowledge, to grow in not just the grace, but the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and realize, wow, I can handle the Word. I know more than I did a month ago. I'm actually getting somewhere. And so thank you, Jeff Sorvik, for getting me thirsty for this.
And one of the things I'm just hearing, and we'll take a break here, Pastor Mike Thompson from Faith 3 Church in Stanley, talking about a brand new, incredible opportunity in terms of chance to go deeper. But with our churches, trying to say this gently and respectfully and yet truthfully as possible, is it's not just about how wide, but how deep are we going? And it's not just about head knowledge, right? It's learning so that we might do. I mean, even as we, isn't that correct? Isn't that what we're saying? It's not just about how wide. It's just not about how many, fannies are in the seats, but about are the people growing in Christ?
I agree. In fact, one of the things my mentors told me is to invest in the broken and humble people who are teachable. And so that may be 20 or 30%. And there may be others who want all kinds of time, but I have time mostly. Mm-hmm. If someone's hurting, yes, I have time. If they're in the hospital, I have time, so on and so forth. But to invest face-to-face hours a week with someone, if you're broken, humble, and teachable, I've got time for you. And so do the people that I train.
Jesus in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." So,
preach it, brother.
Is that happening? Are you being made a disciple, and are you discipling? More with Mike Thompson coming up, Front Page, WWN.
My heart is restless as I wander through this jungle. The trees above refuse to let the sunlight through. And somewhere deep inside, I hear the whispered longings that tell me I was made for more than this.
Graduate into savings at Amundsen's. Larger loads means less time doing laundry, so you can spend more time doing what's really important, the family and the great outdoors. This week, front load laundry with steam is under $5.99 for each piece. Stop in for details. Amundsen's in Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, or shop us online at AmundsensAppliance.com. As May is Military Month, Amundsen's would like to thank all military personnel and families for your dedicated services.
And the best place to buy is Amundsen's.
Running a business means making every hour of every day count. DCS NetLink offers the solution, the Google Calendar app. With Google Calendar, you can share project calendars among team members, make appointment scheduling easier, and even send invites and manage RSVPs. Plus, you can access it from any web-enabled device. DCS NetLink can even schedule sessions to teach your staff all about it. Get the solution to making every hour count. See DCSNetLink.com.
Remedy Drive is coming to Cameron. Live in concert on June 4th at 6 p.m. with special guests True Serva and Sam Hall. This is a rain or shine concert under the big tent, and admission is free.
It's not too late to resuscitate life.
Remedy Drive with True Serva and Sam Hall.
I'm a soul.
This family-centered outdoor concert under the big tent is free. Lawn chairs and blankets are welcome. Don't miss Remedy Drive with True Serva and Sam Hall. Saturday, June 4th at 6 p.m. Located just 1 mile west of Cameron on Highway W behind Abundant Life Church. Remedy Drive with True Serva and Sam Hall, June 4th, 6 p.m. Don't miss it. For more information about this concert, please visit Abundant Life Church on Facebook.
It's back, June Dairy Month, presented by Omega Valley Farmers. Winning is easy. Just listen for the moo. When you hear it, be caller number 4 to 723-2555, and we'll hook you up with tasty treats from our friends at your 4 Eau Claire area Culver's. Every winner is also entered into a weekly drawing for a delicious cheese box from Omega Valley Farmers. Listen, win, enjoy. June Dairy Month on WWIB.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Selah, Front Page, WWIB. 69 degrees is our temperature, and we're talking about following Jesus here and discipleship and grace and a great new program, incredibly affordable. You're not going to believe it. Tuesday, you Lake Halley is what it's billed as. I got one of the brochures in my hand, and Mike, you're going to be able to leave some of these brochures at the front desk here.
It's already done.
All right, good. It's already done. Very good. All right, well, we're going to get to that, I promise, really at 10:30, but I want to just give just a tad more background with Pastor Mike Thompson from Faith Evangelical Free Church in Stanley, because in your journey before you got here, even before you got into the Chippewa Valley on your way to Stanley, you were a pastor up in northern Wisconsin, and it seems like maybe while you had this heart for equipping and more, you something really happened where I want you to tell us that story where you said, let's go for this. Let's train and equip. Why should we keep anybody out?
Amen. So when I came to Winter, I came from North Bay, and I was also running a counseling center, Christian Counseling Center in the Twin Ports. And I had equipped dozens of pastors in pastoral care and some other things. And I trained some counselors. Shout out to Cammie Scott, who's still doing the work today, and to my mom, Judy Thompson, and others who had the privilege of equipping. And so I had this idea that whatever I knew, why couldn't I transfer these skills and passion to others? So I brought that in to Winter with me. And so after a few years of being in Winter, Tony Martin began talking to me about his story.
Now, who was Tony?
And Tony is, at the time, he was a school teacher in Winter, and he talked about a time where he got into youth ministry, had an interview, it was all lined up, he was hired, and I think he even sold all of his furniture and everything, if I'm not mistaken, or his house or whatever, and put everything on the line. At the last second, some political thing happened, and it fell through, and he doesn't know why. So he went back and got a teaching job, and always wondered, God, why did you keep me out of ministry? I still have a desire and a heart to do that. And so he was a real steady guy, a smart guy, and he just had this regret. And I said, well, Tony, I've got all these books on my shelf sitting behind you. There they are. That's all the stuff I had in seminary. And they're kind of sitting there collecting dust. How about if we just start going through some of that stuff and I just show you what I learned in seminary and use some other material that I found and just see if we could equip you right here. I mean, after all, Ephesians 4 talked about how God gave pastors or shepherds and teachers for what purpose? To equip the saints for work of ministry. And when they're equipped, they build up the church, it says. So I thought, well, why couldn't we equip the saints? Why do we have to just equip people who are going to be ushers, greeters, or whatever else? Why are some gifts off the books for us to train? Like, if you're a pastor, we have to farm that out. And I don't see that in Scripture. I mean, there's a role for seminaries and colleges and professors and all that, and I thank God for the professors I've had. But why, if someone's sitting there and says, I don't have money to go to seminary, I don't have money to shut it down, why can't we equip them? The Bible calls us to, so how can I not at least try? And so we started meeting every week, and we had him start to rotate in teaching, and I gave him feedback in his teaching. He served on the elders. He did visitation. He did a few funerals and a wedding, and it was kind of funny to see how nervous they are the first time they do that, and you coach them through and hold their hand a bit. But he was doing a great job. And so after a few years, he was through the program, and we were using some supplemental material from Center for Church-Based Training, which is excellent stuff. They have a leadership track that's really good. And so then in year number six in Winter, I ended up breaking my neck, which is rather inconvenient for ministry.
There's never a good time for that.
No, it does not help. So I was pastoring both Winter and Radisson at the time. And so I recommended that they receive Tony as their new pastor. That was 8+ years ago. And they did receive him as their pastor. And
I just talked to him this morning, and he said the church is growing, and we had hoped to have him on at 10:30, but he apparently had to take his daughter to the hospital. So we don't know the situation, the specifics, but if people would pray for her and them, we'd appreciate that. But he had a good word. So again, the point here, though, Mike Thompson, is that Tony Martin, school teacher, you said, let's do that. We can get you the training, the equipping. And he was able to
get off the
bench. Through discipleship and grace, he grew into spiritual leadership and a pastor. And again, isn't that what it means? I mean, the 2 Timothy 2:2 model is these things that you've heard, right? Passing them on to others who can pass it on to others. I mean, that's how we need to be growing and spreading and giving it away, giving it away, giving it away, right?
Amen. There's this
not just the American super pastor model, which is he's going to do it all.
Amen.
Or she's going to do it all.
I couldn't agree more. There is so much pleasure in seeing your spiritual kids grow and even do better than you did. I mean, it's just like.
But that takes a humility, though. It does, right? I mean, isn't that a fight, though? Because it's hard to give away the ring.
It is. I tell you, the flesh fights. When I hear about the success of some of the people that I've equipped and trained and hear people bragging on them, I usually cheerlead, but once in a while, mm-hmm. A little thought comes in my head. Well, hey, why aren't they bragging about me? And I said, mm-hmm. Shut up, Mike. This is not about me. This is about God, and this is about His kingdom. So it really isn't about me.
Mm.
And what greater effect can you have? What if you multiply yourself by 20, and now instead of having one place where you're preaching or teaching or leading or being an elder or deacon or serving or counseling, now there's 20 people doing the stuff that you could do. What better way than multiplication and discipleship to take more ground for Jesus?
And so as we wind down this second segment of the show, Mike Thompson, pastor at Faith Free in Stanley, and look ahead, we're coming back. We're going to talk. We're going to get into this. We're going to open up the brochure, talk about Tuesday U Lake Halley. It's going to launch coming up in July on Tuesday nights. Hello, Tuesday U. But an informational meeting coming up on Tuesday, June 7th. At 6:30 in the evening, right here at WWIB in Lake Halley. But somewhere along the way from winter and in your journey, you learned about Bible.org and Michael Patton and this program. And it's really an incredible resource that you've turned to for a while now, right?
Well, it really is. There are several curriculums that I've used over the years. Center for Church-Based Training has some good stuff. I'm certified with the Antioch School, which is credentialed. And does a different type of approach to theology. But I really like this stuff from Credo House, and the videos and whatnot are available online at as you said, Mark, at Bible.org. And they have a core theology curriculum of 6 classes, Intro to Theology, Bibliology and Hermeneutics, Trinitarianism, Humanity and Sin, Soteriology, and Ecclesiology and Eschatology. So when I looked at that material, and each of them are 10-week classes, and you do the homework, you watch the video at home, and then you come and have a Socratic discussion together. But I thought, that's the same stuff that I learned for my core theology in seminary. How exciting. I can give this stuff away, and it's kind of already packaged, and I don't have to come up with new stuff every week to say. So their packaging of it is just very excellent. So that's just kind of the core theology classes, and then we add some more practical things to it on the front end, and then on the end, if a person wants to take it beyond just learning more theology, there are individual practicums and other things that are available.
So this is the same training Brian Cole talks about that he's gotten while he's been serving as a youth pastor and more at Faith Free in Stanley, and having that foundation laid for future. I know he's pursuing ordination and other opportunities. And again, as he posted on Facebook today, he said, come and learn about the same training I got, and it's free. And so we're coming back. We're going to tell you, how could that possibly be? Because when you think about getting a theological education, even if it's distance, I mean, you're going to have to presumably have to pay boku bucks, right?
Amen.
But not necessarily the case. You know that from firsthand experience, right?
All right. 70,000
painfully.
Student loans.
Ouch, yep. Ouch. Okay, so we can take up a collection for the pastor here. But anyhow, we are going to talk more about this theology program, the informational session coming up Tuesday night, June 7th, lower level of WWIB when we come back.
The kicks just keep coming at Mega Holiday. We're talking 4 new flavors of Kickstart by Mountain Dew. There's Midnight Grape, Watermelon, or how about Blood Orange, or Blueberry Pomegranate. Mix and match any of your favorite Kickstarts for only 99 cents. So kick it into high gear and head to Mega Holiday for Kickstart. Grab an old favorite, or try a new one like Midnight Grape, Watermelon, Blood Orange, or Blueberry Pomegranate. Because any Kickstart is only 99 cents, only for a limited time, and only at Mega Holiday.
Class of 2016.
I do.
Family moments are better when the whole family can be there.
Grandma, I'm so glad you came.
Don't miss the memories. Tender Care Transport provides wheelchair-accessible vehicles with door-to-door service.
Have a great day, Mrs. Johnson.
Wherever you may be in West Wisconsin and wherever you need to go, Tender Care is there. Be there with Tender Care. Tender Care Transport, your hometown provider.
Pat Couture here from the Purpose Driven Retirement Show and Keystone Financial. Well, you've asked a lot of great questions, and now it's time for the answers. Once per month, we get to answer some of the great questions the listeners have sent to us on this radio show. So join me as we devote this week's show to answering some of the questions from our audience. The Purpose Driven Retirement Show airs Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. and again Saturday at 5:30 p.m. right here on WWIB.
Our military members and their families make sacrifices every day. How can we best let them know we've got your back? In their own words,
I'm Brigham Gustafson. I was in the United States Army, served in Iraq from 2011 to 2012. There's a lot of stuff that people sacrifice that, you know, not just lives, but other things, you know, time off, you know, away from family and stuff like that, and missing first moments, you know, with their kids, relationships. I know a few guys that kind of got out of the service and they kind of struggled with, you know, getting reintegrated back into the civilian life. I guess the whole employer thing there, I guess. I'd hope employers would, you know, consider, you know, hiring a veteran over somebody else. I mean, as long as they have the same qualifications, I would hope they would take the veteran thing into consideration.
Join us in finding ways to show our service members we've got your back. Brought to you by Economy Furniture, Stockman Farm Supply and More, North Central Insulation, and Hagen Decorating. Proud to support our troops and their families at home and abroad.
Have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
All right, following Jesus, but just like coming into the world, right? We start off as a baby. We've been watching somebody's two-year-old for the last couple of days at the Halverson house, and his little sister was just born. So she's the baby, but he's 2 years along. And just similarly, Mike Thompson, pastor at Faith Free Church in Stanley, we start off as spiritual babies, but hopefully we're growing and maturing along the way, right? We're getting discipled and growing into making disciples. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. So 2 years from now, do you want to be in exactly the same place that you're at now? Do you still want to be breastfeeding and having someone else spoon feed you stuff on a Sunday morning or however you're learning? Or do you want to be someone that's taking ground for the kingdom, someone that's got some skills that are adding up, some knowledge of the word, some practical coaching,
right,
and other things?
Acts talks about be noble-minded like the Bereans who daily search the scriptures to see if these things are true. I mean, are you somebody who is equipped enough to search the scriptures yourself? Maybe Louise Stewart will be in here this morning in just a few minutes, right? And she's 93 years old. She's doing still doing her Bible study.
Amen.
Right? Does that describe you? 2 Timothy 2:15, study yourself, show yourself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, but who correctly handles the word of truth. I mean, is that you, or you're just like, you know what? I just go and I just hear. Now, nothing wrong. I mean, we need to hear the word of God. But yeah, like you said, feeding ourselves. So finally, enough buildup. Tuesday, you, Lake Halley. First, Mike, you've been doing this for a while at Faith Free in Stanley. So, and we've talked with you in the past about it. I think last year when we had you on in April, several straight Thursdays, you talked about you guys were doing some units on the cults, etc. So tell us about what you've been doing and what you're bringing to the lower level of WWIB with an informational meeting Tuesday night, June 7th at 6:30.
Well, we have been running the theology core and doing that for probably 5 years.
All right, let me give it just minimum. A bulletin. We just got a breaking news. Donald Trump, the Associated Press now reporting Donald Trump now has 1,238 delegates. I'm not sure how that happened. I don't know the details on that, but that is over the number he needed. So, again, we knew he was the presumptive nominee, but now it's even more of that. So, okay, breaking news. There you go. Sorry, Mike.
All right. That's all right. So we've been doing that. This particular theology core, I started that when I was still living in Chippewa, and we did that in a small group format. So this material can be used in a small group format, which is how we're going to probably move this material next year in Stanley, is do it in a small group format. But we've been through it about four or five times and had a number of people that have gone through the program. And one of the advantages, especially for elders and leaders and teachers, is that it helps them to recognize when you go through bibliology and hermeneutics and intro to theology, you learn how to recognize very quickly tabloid theology and folk theology. So tabloid is if people say it enough and there's a popular book written about it, then it's just believed because it's stated a lot. And you can see through that and through a process that you've learned in the courses, you can discern whether they're using the word rightly. Even if it's popular, you'll recognize the error. And so that has really helped us in the church to become more stable theologically. And so there may be elders or leaders who want to just take the first two courses, and that would be phenomenal. Though if you come, you're going to get hooked on it, I think.
So let's talk about the word theology, because recently on a Sunday morning at Faith Free in Stanley, you said, how many people out there consider themselves a theologian? And probably only one or two hands went up,
yeah,
right?
Not many hands up. And then I asked, I stated something to follow up. I said, everyone in this room and pretty much everyone in the world that has a brain is a theologian. So whoever's listening to us right now, you are a theologian because you have beliefs about God. And so that's all it takes to be a theologian is to have beliefs about God. Now, are your beliefs about God correct? Or are you a sloppy or poor theologian?
Mm.
Are you able to look up things for yourself to check your work?
So if we think a theologian is somebody with a long beard who sits in an ivory tower and thinks deep thoughts, that's mistaken.
I agree. I mean, there are skilled theologians, professors, and so forth who've been at this a while and who are trusted. But do you have beliefs about God? Do you have a systematic belief about God, whether God is good, your views about creation, your views about the Trinity? You have views about these things, so you're doing theology. So the question is, do you want to do theology hit and miss and just kind of guess at things, or do you want to get it right?
So talking to Pastor Mike Thompson from Faith 3 in Stanley, he's bringing a Tuesday U that's been going on at his church with a couple of different classes offered pretty consistently on Tuesday nights, and bringing it an informational meeting to WWIB, our lower level, coming up on Tuesday night, June 7th at 6:30. And if you want to learn more, you can call the church at 715-644-2001. That's 715-644-2001. Also online at faithfreestanley.org. That's faithfreestanley.org. Somebody might be listening and say, well, do I have to get into theology classes just to be discipled?
Not necessarily. I think if you're taking the time with somebody to put in place some sort of a process or a good book that'll lead you somewhere or a study of scripture, the likelihood that you will continue that study and get something out of it, it greatly increases if you're doing that with another person. And so we have hundreds, maybe thousands of books at the church, a lot of them in my office, and I am unlikely to study them unless I'm either going to teach something or there's a group that meets and I have to know what I'm talking about to be a part of the discussion. So part of this, Mark, is really accountability that's built into the program. You could study this stuff yourself, but who does that? Hardly anybody. I mean, I don't, and I'm a pastor, so I don't study it until I need it usually. I do devotional kind of things and whatnot, but normally you don't dig in deeply unless you know you're going to teach it.
So that's what this is. I mean, in terms of theological training and going deeper, and it provides some of these subjects and titles where maybe people have never contemplated taking some of these things. I never really thought I'd take I know about the Trinity, but we're in the midst of a 10-week class on Trinitarianism. And so when you say the word, people go, wow, you're an intellectual. So, okay, Tuesday U. So we've talked about this theology program from Michael Patton at Bible.org, and that will be part of what's used, but not just that. So what will people learn at this informational meeting, and how will things launch out when you get going? You haven't really decided if it's going to be the first or second Tuesday of July.
Yeah, so let's just talk about this organizational meeting. When you come on June 7th at 6:30, come into the front of WIB and go down the stairs, and we'll be down there. And so we're going to collect some names and contact information so we can keep in touch with you. And the group collectively will be able to give some feedback on what the best Tuesday is to begin this. Is it the first Tuesday of July? Because that's like the day after, I think it's the 5th after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And so the class can decide some of these things. And so if you're here, you get to be a part of the decision on when it'll launch. But we want to give you about a month in order to download the material or get the material, listen to the first video, and then come ready to discuss it. So you've got enough time to get the stuff, get used to it, you know, give me a holler if you have questions, and get through it coming ready to discuss things.
Mm-hmm. And then when you do, like, what will be the first class that you'll be taking?
Well, I think the first class we're going to run is, it's either going to be Bible study tools and methods. That is, when I look up things that I want to preach on or write a brochure or come to some sort of decision on what the Bible says about a topic, I want to give you that process. I want to show you how I look things up when I teach or preach or write a paper. So transferring practical skills is Bible study tools and methods, or church history. Now, I'm trying to make a video, and I need a little bit of help on making some video for Bible study tools and methods so it's easier to study. So I'm not sure which of these. It depends on the progress we make on the videos on what we'll do first. But it'll either be church history, which is complete, or Bible study tools and methods. And both of these are phenomenal courses because in church history, you learn where your faith came from. You learn the real story about the church fathers. It's so easy to be disparaging about the church fathers, and there's all kinds of false beliefs. But it's good to know where you came from and then understand where various heresies came from. And so if you see some sort of error or some heresy, like let's say you encounter Jehovah's Witnesses, do you know that in the first and second century, the same errors that they make theologically were made then. And so the church addressed it then. So these things are just very helpful to know when the church had to articulate different kind of doctrines in the course of its history.
And again, you're passionate about keeping this cost as low as possible. Now, we said Brian Cole on Facebook was saying it's free. I mean, there may be some printing costs, and you may ultimately have to pay a scant amount if you're going to order, like through the theology program. You can probably order. I'm holding the Intro to Theology book. I've been through this a couple of different times. But the costs are incredibly minimal in compared to the bulk of what you're mostly going to pay for theological education, be it distance or in person, right?
So these six classes in seminary cost me about maybe $12,000 to $18,000. And here, at most, it would cost you $35 per book, assuming that you have internet and can watch the videos for free online. So we're trying to give away the tools for free. And the reason we want to do that is, first of all, I don't like charging for the word. So any way I can give stuff away for free.
The gospel is free, and you're trying to provide free theological.
Equipping is free. Yeah. And there is a great intellectual need in the church to grow, not just in the grace, but in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and where our faith came from and how to handle accurately the Word of God. Our church is growing illiterate. There is such a great need in most churches for people, all the people, to be trained in handling the Word of God. And so with this great need out there, why not give away the most precious thing we have, which is God's Word, for free, along with the saving grace of Jesus.
You know, it's a few years ago, I think we did do a conversation with you on this, and we did have a pastor, wasn't it Pastor Ronald Bergman, who I think led us, and I was a part of that. We had folks, a couple of different guys who made the journey here from Black River Falls and various churches, and you know, some didn't necessarily see it through all the way, but we did have that. And this time around, we're coming back, though, and there was a good interest, and I think there might be here again. It's the summer, and so famously, people kind of check out a church. But for people who are hungry and thirsty, saying, I want more of God, of his word, as hungry as you described Brian Cole was when he came to you, he's like, would you train me? For those people, this is a great deal, right? I mean, it's affordable theological education, starting with either Bible study tools and methods or church history, and then, but making your way into some of these other programs so that people might get trained and equipped and see where God takes them. Isn't that right?
Amen. It's a great place to start. Take a class, try it.
All right. So again, if you've got questions or comments, love to hear from you right now in the next 10 minutes. 723-2555 Eau Claire in Chippewa Falls, 1-800-657-4769. Email mark at wwib.com. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. So getting discipled and making disciples. Do you know you're a part of that right now? If not, here's a way to jump in, get more serious about it. Informational meeting Tuesday night, the first Tuesday of June. It's right around the corner. Lower level of WWIB, 6:30 that night.
In the summertime, it's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale with specials now through Monday on mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more. Get a Sealy Firm Queen mattress for $149, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen set for $399, or a Beautyrest Plush Queen set for $499. Plus, get special financing on a mattress purchase of $499 or more on your Macy's card. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Graduate into savings at Amundsen's. Right now, a Samsung 4-piece stainless steel kitchen, just $27.99 after rebate. That's a savings of over $1,500. This suite has extra features to keep food fresher, make cooking easier, and make cleanup a breeze. Stop in for details. Amundsen's in Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, or shop at AmundsensAppliance.com. As May is Military Month, Amundsen's would like to thank all military personnel and families for their dedicated services.
And the best place to buy is Amundsen.
Looking for an alternative shipping company? Choose PacMail. They're locally owned and can even package your item for you. PacMail in the Hamilton Square, Eau Claire.
Don't none go with me, still I will follow.
Selah, front page, WWIB. It is 8:30 in front of 11 o'clock. Mark Halverson, Pastor Mike Thompson from Faith Free Church in Stanley, talking about Tuesday U Lake Halley. It's been at Faith Free in Stanley for a while, but coming to the Chippewa Valley and Lake Halley, discipleship and grace, Mike says, is what this is about. And if you have questions or comments on what we've covered, the upcoming informational meeting on Tuesday night, June 7th at 6:30, lower level of WWIB, and then launching out in July. Love to hear from you. 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769, or email mark@wib.com. Heritage Assisted Living in Eau Claire has immediate openings. To learn more about Heritage Family and Assisted Living or Memory Care, click on Lifestyle Options at heritagesenior.com or click or schedule a tour, in fact, by calling 829-8000. That's 829-8000. Okay, Mike, you say during the break off the air, you're talking about how some people may be wondering, well, is there a particular theological bent to this curriculum? You're inviting folks from various churches and denominations to take part. So how does that work?
Well, this is not so much promoting faith-free or the evangelical free church. it's promoting your typical Reformed theology. And so if you're a Baptist or a free church or Alliance or something where you believe in evangelical approach to the gospel, where people are one to Christ through faith and through faith alone, this is the place for you. And so let me just give you a few examples of how this training could help you if you're in a different church. I spoke to someone from Spring Valley, and I think someone from there is going to come to the class. And then after the first or second class, we talked about meeting up, if it works for them and for them to get a feel with it, of going and planting a group at their church in Spring Valley. And so not only could you come here and learn this, but you might get a taste of it, and you might want to bring this back to your elders or to your city, wherever you are, and we can help you plant a theology group there and equip and coach you through that. So it's not so much promoting a come to me or come to my church. It's getting the word and theology and the practice of theology and better stewards of God's word, getting that into the hands of any church that wants to participate.
Let me just, we talked about Bible study too, the methods, church history, but you said as many as six different courses that you have utilized from Credo House publishers or Mike Patton. He's trained at Dallas Theological Seminary, and people can learn more for themselves at Bible.org. But they say this. They say, who is this program for? And I think this is really good. They say it's for the student wanting reliable theological education. It's for the father wanting to lead his family. It's for the mother wanting to teach her children. It's for the worker who wants to better defend his faith. It's for the pastor who wants to teach the word of God with more accuracy and truth. It's for the elder who wants to lead with more theological integrity. It's for the skeptic who needs some questions answered. It's for the lover who wants to know and love God more deeply. That's who it's for.
I agree completely. Don't automatically take yourself out of the loop and think, well, this isn't for me. This is just for my leader. You might be that person that God will use. You might really get hungry for God's word by coming and investing some time in this.
You've gone through all of these six classes through Bible.org. You've gone through these. You've taught these. We got 5 minutes. Let's just give people a little bit more idea. So I'm going to mention, of course, so Intro to Theology. What's this about? Why is it important?
Yeah, so Intro to Theology teaches you more about the Word of God. It introduces you to the idea of theology and why we need to study theology and the fact that everyone is a theologian. You have beliefs about God, and now you carry presuppositions into your theology, into your beliefs, into the way you handle the Word of God. And so you might have grown up all your life having pressure to believe a certain doctrine, whether it's something about whether Christians could have a drop of alcohol, the pre-tribulation rapture, the method of baptism, communion and how it's done, how often it should be done, all these things are beliefs that often we pick up from others, and sometimes just we've always done it that way. Or we have pressure to just kind of conform without ever looking up where these doctrines come from in the Word. Well, so the goal of Intro is to give you tools that you're aware of what you carry into your Bible reading and give you a better process to look things up.
Excellent. And that will be very helpful. Beyond that, there's also bibliology and hermeneutics, just very briefly.
Well, so bibliology, this is a study of how was the Bible put together? What is this thing we call the Bible? And hermeneutics is a process of studying the Word of God. And so there's something called a hermeneutical circle. So there's a specific step-by-step process that we give you so that you know how to look things up for yourself.
Why is it important that people know this or care about it?
Well, why would you not want to become a good handler of the Word of God?
And so rather than just accepting where it came from, to learn more about it and have more confidence and trust.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know? There's so much false doctrine out there today. Everyone's got a view that they're throwing out there on Facebook or the internet. Why not have the skills to be able to look it up for yourself and test it like the Bereans, as you mentioned before?
Let me do these couple here. Just Trinitarianism. Who is God? Better yet, what is God? Can we know for certain that He exists? If so, how can we? Can God? How can God be one yet three? Humanity and sin. Another of the courses. Why did God create man? What is man? What happened when Adam sinned? But here's another word that maybe we've never heard before. Soteriology. What is that?
So that's the study of salvation. That's a $5 word. But if you want to study the theology works, you know, it helps you to know some of these words. But it's a study of salvation and what is the basis by which we're saved.
And then lastly is ecclesiology and eschatology, more big words.
Yeah, so that's a study of the church. And so in the Bible, what are the patterns that we should see replicated in all people for all time in the church?
But Mike, you've gone through this training. These videos are available online, but for people to go get it, access it, you can print out the materials or get the books. But then to see it passed on and to see people grow in their faith. You've been excited to be a part of that, and you're saying, come Tuesday night, June 7th, 6:30, lower level of WWIB. Learn more, right?
Amen. I cannot wait to meet you, and I pray that God puts a hunger and thirst in you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and His Word. In a time like this in postmodern thinking, we need to know the Word of God, and here's an opportunity for free.
And you have offered to other churches that you would provide for them, kind of help them or coach them, even set up a program. You're not here to just, everybody's got to come to your thing. You'd help them, coach them how to establish this in their church.
I'd gladly share all of the process and methods that we have to set up this stuff anywhere.
All right, terrific. Again, they can learn more at faithfreestanley.org, right?
Yep.
Faithfreestanley.org. And they can also, if they want, they can call the church with a question, 715-644-2001. 644-2001.
Or look me up on Facebook.
Very good. Pastor Mike Thompson, thank you. From Faith Free Church in Stanley. It's good stuff. It'll stretch your mind, people. It will stretch your mind this way and that way. I feel like as I'm doing this, I'm like, wow, you're stretching my mind, but that's a good thing. All right, we want to love God with all of our mind.